Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Shake up and who we have. Of course, we've got our own Leslie Journey. She's coming in at 2, but we've got Andrew Romine bringing up 1 to 2. He is our favorite, one of our favorite healers, because we love all our healers, and he is fabulous. He reads tarot. He's intuitive. He's got everything going for him, and I'm going to put him on real quick, very shortly. I have him muted, Andrew. So I do see you, because I am just so excited to be back, and I actually have a show. So this week we just did some trial runs. I was just back on Monday, and I'm just getting into a routine. I had so much things to do and still have it that I just wanted to spend this week with you as much as I could. Hi, everyone. I'm Bonnie Albers. I am an RN, a legal nurse consultant. I am a counselor. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. But the biggest thing I love to do, which I hadn't done for a while, because when I was in New York, it was tough to bring through spirits. They just didn't want to come. I saw them standing there, but they were just too upset that I was upset. So we didn't get so many messages, and they're coming back pretty quick. I love being a psychic spirit medium. Ask me a question and the answers flow. I love my guides. I love my spirit peeps. I love my angels, my masters, and I'm so happy I can rock them with you. So again, my name is Bonnie Albers. You can get me on Facebook. I kind of changed it around. My married name is Bonnie Albers, and my maiden name is Mosenter. So I had to switch it for a few reasons. I was having some issues. It'll go back in about 60 days to Bonnie Mosenter Albers, but right now it's Bonnie Albers Mosenter that you'll find me in Facebook. And you can also email me at balbers714@aol.com. Just give me a holler and you will hear from me. I'll answer you. Please listen. If you could and you like our shows, please go on to Blog Talk and like us there. Leave me a message on Facebook. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me about our co-hosts. I love getting messages, and I absolutely love getting feedback. So I'm going to put Andrew Romine, our guest, on right now. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, sorry.
Andrew, how are you?
I'm fine. Sorry about that. I just got a phone call about the job I was waiting for.
And did you get it?
Yeah, my background check just came back today, so we're good. I start Saturday.
Yay! And I think I told you you were going to get it. Of course, it wasn't me. It was Spirit. So I'm telling you, I am hoping I'm back, Andrew, because it's been a heck of a 3 weeks.
All right.
Sweet. Now, let me hear. Tell everybody who you are, what you do. I know who you are, and most people, I think, from our show do too. But, you know, I met you, and I felt the power of your energy, and I love that you are an energy worker. So tell everybody where they can get a hold of you, should they want to, which I would, because I always get a hold of you, and two is what you do.
All right. You can get a hold of me by my email. It's Andrew Romine, A-N-D-R-E-W, Romine, R-O-M-I-N-E. The number 55@gmail.com. Yeah, you could write me a message there, and you can also use that email to find me on Facebook as well. That's the best way to get hold of me. And if we need to talk on the phone, we'll just go from there after we send messages back and forth.
Let me ask a question, Andrew, about that is, what kind of readings do you do? You want to tell people, and what do you, you know, what is your favorite thing that you do? How do you help people in the best way that you can?
I focus on the people, on the here and now. I can do intuitive readings for events to come, but I prefer to work on the person that's here and now so they can help see their own path and make their own decisions. It's one thing to show someone how to live or tell them what to do and then show them how to live and how to look for their own answers within themselves. Basically what that entails is just I find the blocks that's interrupting your own balance within your energy, and I point you in those directions. Even minute as it may seem when I talk to someone, the smallest things can disrupt your whole entire path, and they'll walk right by and not even notice it. That's the biggest thing I see with a lot of people. And it's the smaller problems that cause the issue. The bigger problems that seem to be the biggest issue are usually down the road that they foresee coming that they don't even need to worry about right now. So I worry about the here and now, and I do with a lot of energy healing, physical ailments that are tied to spiritual problems or emotional problems. I help work with those as well. And I also use my tarot cards. I use my tarot cards in combination to help give further advice or further insight into that particular problem.
I love that, Andrew, because I know I had a reading by you, and you actually told me where I was having some health issues. And I am going to tell you, friend, that very few people could do what you did. And I have yet, I almost called you the other day because I don't know if you're picking it up, but I was having some back issues only because I was in different beds. But you cured my neck and my, you knew exactly where I had version of chickenpox, and you honed right in on it. Very few people that even are healers that I know could do that for me. They just for some reason can't find it. You did that for me. I've yet to have a neck problem again. I'm hoping that if you do see any problems, you'll fix it. And everybody, he is an excellent healer. He hasn't ever said that yet on the show, but he actually does heal. Andrew also, which I love about him, he can foresee other people doing things and help you clear your pathway. And I love that too. And I won't mention who that was, Andrew, because it was a case you worked on with a family. And I love that case because you actually were a spell breaker. And I don't know if any of you deal in spells, because it's not always something that's common, but it's an energy breaker. We always say it's a change of energy, changing negative energy to positive energy. And I love that.
Well, that sounds better than what I would ever say, but okay.
You know,
I just don't have this thing where I talk about myself in great detail. I don't like doing it. I just like other people to find out for themselves.
Well, I love that, Andrew, but the only way everybody can find out for themselves is if you tell them what you do. So I do have to tell you, Andrew does do that. I'm so impressed because it's something that I know we have a paranormal team in Ohio. I love my partner, Mike, and he was a partner of mine on the radio about a year ago. He's planning to come back if he gets any time. But anyway, he's a powerful healer. He's intuitive. He's a reader. He does everything you can imagine, and he works, and he is the head of his paranormal team. And that kind of was what Andrew did. He didn't have a paranormal team. He actually was the paranormal team, and he helped create positive energy from negative energy. And I love that because all of us, we love and live for love and light, and that's really what we're here for. So I'm really happy, Andrew, that I got to hear what you did, and I do love your healing aspects. I love those tarot cards, and you know what? Before I get the first caller, I do want you to tell them how you read and what your cards are like, because they're not typical tarot cards.
No, these are standard deck because
an actual standard deck doesn't have cards.
I have like 12 to 15 cards. I think has 80. And it's a Native American deck that actually speaks towards my healing ability, where I work with shamanism and Celtic abilities. It's actually the same path.
Wow.
I'm getting feedback.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't know where from. My phone.
I don't hear it on my end, so continue going on.
That is shamanism path and Celtic path. I actually share a same hereditary line
and finding.
So not that I actually got a lot of healing energy from that path. And so I identify the Celtic path, but I use Native American cards.
So you know what? You're really muffled, like you're in a tube. And I love that. Are you in a pranic tube? Because if you are, we all need to jump in with you. But
No, it's my phone.
Okay, cool. You're sounding better. Okay, so can you describe those cards for us? Because, you know, I want everybody to know when they do get a reading from you and when they do ask you a question, what you're using as a tool, because I think it's too cool. I don't have those cards. I don't know anybody who does, and I think it's really a cool deck that you deal with. So can you go over that again? Because I don't think anybody heard you.
No, that's fine. It's a Native American theme, and it's basically you know, surrounding all Native American things anyways. And when I do readings for someone, I will send email pictures of the cards and explanation of each card. And even when I'm on the radio here, I will tell them what it's shown, what the name of the card is, and what it shows me, what it means, or what it's telling me.
Wow. So we'll go to the first one, because then I want everybody to get a clue. Otherwise, you're going to have to do me. And if you do me, you don't seem to want to do me all the time. So I when I look at you, you go, oh, you already know, or something like that. But get ready, because you might have to do me. I'm just deciding. So we're going to pick our first caller up, and that's 201. 201, you are on with Andrew. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, who are we talking to?
You're talking to Maria, and I'm also a nurse.
Hi, Maria. Oh, my goodness, I love nurses. I think you know that. If you listen to my show, I mean, my heart goes out. My heart and your heart meet whenever you tell me you're a nurse, because that means you're telling me you're a healer.
But I can't fix myself.
I know, honey. You know, a lot of us can't. I mean, I got to tell you something. It is a tough energy to fix yourself, because you just heard me say to Andrew, I need a reading. So it's not easy. And I will tell you, it doesn't matter if you're a nurse or you're a movie star or, you know, you're the richest person or the poorest person in the world. Reading or doing for yourself is usually the hardest thing. And you don't really know what's coming up or how to read yourself. So I have a lot of light workers, even that aren't nurses, that can't read themselves. And I certainly have a lot of nurses that can't fix themselves and doctors. So and healthcare workers. Andrew is also a healthcare worker, so he understands you perfect. Are you working in nursing?
No, that's part of my question. I had to leave my job because of health issues, and they're like non-specific, and one doctor says one thing and one doctor says there's nothing wrong with you, take antidepressants and go back to work.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Go ahead.
My question. I got a question for you, because when you started talking, I started seeing issues, and she said I'm in the medical field too. I got background as an EMT massage therapist, and I'm currently in school for a degree program for medical assistance. If you know what MAs are, you probably should. A lot of people do. But,
yes.
One question, the medical issue that has you out, is it a pulmonary cardio problem?
No.
Is that something that came up?
Fibromyalgia.
Okay. I just saw something in the cardiopulmonary area. That's
I did see that. I'm really sorry. It's a tough diagnosis, because nobody's real sure of how to treat it and what to do. Although they do have medications, I'm going into the nursing thing now. I did see that, and it isn't easy. And for you to pull yourself up every day, there's days where you really can't. Days that are working, that aren't. I do believe, though, and Andrew, I'd like you to pull some cards and do a reading for her, but I do believe with fibromyalgia, a lot of your, it is a physical problem that has related to emotional stress, kind of like MS, but it's not MS. So MS is a real problem. It hits the autoimmune system, and I really believe fibromyalgia hits the immune system too. So it's a tough thing, and you are going to have to work through it. There are medications. I know a lot of my girlfriends who have fibromyalgia, they are on antidepressants, unfortunately, because it seems to help, actually, with some of their symptoms, and they've got new medications out. But for you, it is not an easy deal, because you really want to be working and helping others, but you're more focusing on, they're telling me you're focusing on your health issues, because it's really bothering you, but it's also emotional with you also. So I'm going to let Andrew do a reading, but it's not easy. And believe me, I my heart goes out to you, and I know you're going to get better. And I don't mean that you'll get rid of it, because you never get really rid of an autoimmune disease. But
be able to function, you know.
Yeah.
I was at that place, and then I kind of had a little setback a few months, not even a month ago. I was okay up until a couple of weeks ago, and it seems like it's really,
yes,
the fatigue is hitting me.
Yeah, it's a flare-up is what they're telling me. And
I'm in a flare.
You're in a flare, yes, you are. And what you're going to have to do is learn, when you get flare-ups, how to drag yourself out of it, because some of it is going to be emotional, and you're going to have to work through it, and the other is going to be physical, and you're going to have to work through it. But let's, because there is new medication out. I don't know if you're, Susan, she'll only take natural medication. I'm really the nurse that'll take both. So you've got to find some of the medications that my friends are on, but and doctors don't like to label you fibromyalgia, because they throw up their arms and they can't treat you. You know, they want to help you, but with this diagnosis, it's tough. There is specialists in fibromyalgia, but I do believe that you're going to work through it. They're giving me about 3 weeks. I'm seeing the number 3. So
okay.
I don't know if in 3 weeks you're going to be better, or I really don't think 3 days.
Terms of months.
So go ahead.
It's in terms of months.
Yeah, I kind of believe that you'll feel better. I mean, I'm seeing the number 3. It could be, like Andrew said, 3 weeks, 3 months. I really believe in 3 weeks, though. I believe you're going to start seeing a difference. You're maybe not going to be perfect, but I think the flare-up is going to start calming down, and I think you are going to see the light. Now, he says 3 months. I see the number 3. He's pretty dead on, but I would believe that within 3 weeks to 3 months, 3-3, whatever you see, is going to be your number, and I think that you're going to start feeling better. I really do feel, I'm seeing weeks, that you're going to start. Maybe Andrew, you give her a reading. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Andrew. Sorry, I butted in. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll have to start over on where I was seeing. Okay, the first card I got is the inverted death card. This is the time frame that you're looking for. This is what I said in 3 months. Now, the death card isn't a bad card. None of the cards here are bad. They just have certain meanings. The words portray a certain meaning. The death card itself, it represents a calendar lunar year, which is in timetables of threes, which is usually, in my deck, it will actually mean 3 months.
Wow.
Now, this is your current position. This is your first card, your current position. You're 3 months dealing with energy. That means the fibromyalgia that I normally deal with in people at my school that is in medical, they're dealing with a lot of stale energy from either family relationships between, like, brother, sister, you know, your normal family relationships, or mostly, or not mostly, but rarely, some of the times, it's a love relationship between a person and their friend or a person and their significant other. Here, I'm not exactly sure what started the stale energy, but it's got you locked down. Here, it's been for about 6 months about now. I think that's what I was getting in it. Let me look one more time. Actually, death card, 3 cycles, intercline, 6 year, yep, calendar, the 6 months I saw were the position that you're in. The next card explains that the devil card represents it's also inverted. It represents a spiritual dance between the living and the spiritual realm. This tells me that this is the card that would identify that this is a self-reliance issue, that you're not sure if you're coming or going. You're confused to where you need to be. That's where the stale energy is actually coming into. But the front of all of it will be done in about 3 months, as far as you're going to figure out what's happening, where you need to be, what you're going to be doing, and you're going to start alleviating some of that energy that's bothering your muscles. Fibromyalgia is just an issue of the muscles contracting and retracting, I believe, if my study's
yes.
correct. Is this in your back or just throughout your body somewhere?
The majority is the neck and the back.
Okay. That tells me remorse. That tells me self-remorse or self-regret. Something that has taken place that you have done or been a part of that you regret not being able to do more. Or you feel bad upon yourself for letting something happen when in all reality you probably had no control over the other person anyways, but you're taking ownership of that and you're holding on to it. That's where energy stays, right there in your upper back, neck, in your trapezius area. That's
okay.
Where that energy is telling me. That's where it holds. 9 times out of 10,
he's really good.
I
just have to tell you, he's really good. So just listen, because, I mean, he's the only one that actually helped my back and my neck. So go ahead, Andrew.
And he's hitting right on, Ann.
Yeah.
Right on, Andrew.
Well, hey, I agree.
The third card, the Tower card. Now, you got major arcana cards. All three of my cards that I'm showing are major arcana, which means this is a significant move in your life. All three of these cards speak to it. The Tower card itself, it's more of a tricky card for me. I don't like seeing it because it's hard for me to interpret a lot of the
okay.
time, but it doesn't mean it's a bad card for you. It's just a really tricky card for me because it's telling me three things at once. But with everything going here saying that this is a major arcana spread, they're major cards in the deck. Two are inverted, one's right side up. I'll explain the Tower now. Hold on.
He's feeling the energy, by the way, when he does that. Don't listen to me, Andrew, but
This deals with spirits, invisible life forces that are taking hold onto your life right now. That's where I'm talking about, where you're dealing with someone else and you're taking responsibilities of it, but you have nothing to do with it, that you're taking on itself. This is where the Tower card will come into play. It also helps maintain a cosmic order and transports the desires of men upward. It also stages pranks and punishing the wicked as well. Since this is the right side up, that means it's telling me that the wicked will be punished. There's no pranks, or basically the joke's no longer going to be on you, dealing with what you're going on with. Whoever's responsible for what happened, it will come to light here in about, like I said, 3 months. The death card gave me the time frame. And there's three cards here, so that's how I'm spanning this out, is by 3 months. So whatever you're dealing with, you're going to have to tell yourself, this is not my problem, I'm letting go, cleanse yourself, meditate if you can. If you know how to meditate, if not, then you can email me. I can give you some tips on that. But this is pertaining that you're taking on something you shouldn't be taking on. You're taking responsibility for something you did not start, so you can't end it.
Okay. Makes sense.
I love this.
Makes a lot of sense.
Is your back starting to feel warm again?
Can you repeat that?
Your back. Is the temperature in your back starting to fluctuate? Warm,
yeah.
Cold, warm, cold? Okay, that's
yeah.
Because you just acknowledged what was going on with you. You know how when you get a paper cut and it could be
mm-hmm.
bleeding for minutes and it doesn't actually start hurting until you look at it?
Yeah,
same,
yeah.
It's energy. Once you realize what's causing the problem inside of you, it starts fluctuating and you start releasing it right then and there because you know it's there. And then you start putting focus onto it and it starts lightening up.
And
so
why do I...
That... Go ahead.
Why do I feel like crying?
Because it's emotional weight that you realize what's going on. All
I believe fear is a release,
of...
too.
Yeah, it's a release. All that stuff you're holding on to that you don't think is the issue, I started talking about at the beginning, you're now realizing that this has a tremendous effect on your life right now. You're a nurse, and you know how depression hurts your body physically, right? But depression
right.
is emotional stress. This further proves that your spiritual health is a direct link to your physical well-being. Doctors in the medical field have just begun to understand this. I've practiced metaphysics for over 10 years, and I can tell you, your spiritual health will directly impact your physical life and your physical reality, because what you are holding within yourself, you're projecting back out into the subconscious of the universe, and you're attracting more of that to come back to you, the law of attraction. So what you're broadcasting out is only going to call more back to you. So in essence, you're doing this to yourself in a way, if you think about it. You really are. The term disease, you are dis-ease. You are unease with something. You're technically
right.
doing this to yourself in a spiritual sense. But that would be a whole other conversation.
Yeah, because I get into that, but the thing is, I have a dis-ease book, and I straddle both worlds. So the thing is that so you can see how your mental health or your spiritual health actually takes real physical havoc on your body. IBS is a good example. So I always like to tell people, you're not causing the disease in your head. You're causing the disease to actually be physical on your body. So you do have physical problems. But what we're saying is, and what a lot of people are starting to believe, is emotional stress can cause physical health problems and serious physical health problems. So I love that term and I get into it, but I don't want you to think that we say, oh, it's all in your head and you're causing this. No, it might be in your head, but you actually have physical problems
right.
that are real physical problems, and that's the thing. Go ahead.
The other part to it is that when someone says that you have a disease and this is yours, the minute you start saying, okay, I have carpal tunnel, I have this going on, I have
yes.
this, you are owning that and you're taking that on. No longer say, I am this. Say, I
okay.
am my person, and this is outside of me. Because
yeah.
once you mentally take on that acknowledgement when the doctor diagnosed and say, you have ADHD, you just took ownership and took that into you. Mentally
yeah.
and spiritually, you took ownership of that issue. Now you just have to start to learn to let it go, saying it's no longer a problem.
Yeah,
okay.
even though the issues will be there until they work itself out, like if you hear my other co-host, Susan, she'll tell you the same thing. And she does all natural medicine, and I don't do all natural medicine. But what they'll say is if you own something, you're still going to have the physical symptoms until it goes away. But don't let your body own it because you don't want to keep it there. So that's,
okay.
you want to make sure that you move on. And that would be like, you hear some people who have lived with so much pain. And when you say that and they say, I've been in pain for 10 years and nobody
right.
knew it. That's because they do not acknowledge, admit, or want to consider that they have any pain. And that's a good thing, because you can live your life that way. And then the physical symptoms hopefully will dissipate. But, you know, you have to work on that mentally, physically.
Okay.
I do see relief. So I do see relief. So like I said, 3, and Andrew said 3 months. I love that, because I don't get direct. I only get numbers. And so like I said.
But you don't see it getting worse. It's going to progress. It's going to get lighter, and it's just going to take time.
If you take the necessary actions, yes. It can get worse if you let it.
Yeah. You have to do the work, honey. You have to do the work. You have to really understand what it is, understand what you're letting go of, and understand that you've got to work through it. And you might need tools to work through it. I believe in tools. So if you do need, you know, antidepressants for a little bit, there is natural ones also. But if you do need medicine for your, you know, for some of your symptoms for the disease, then do it.
Right.
But don't own it forever. And move on. Your emotional issues, like Andrew said, we don't know them. We do feel them. That's something you've got to work out. And with Andrew's telling you that you have some issues with some people or something situation in your life. That's for you. You've got to work that out in order. That's playing a toll on you too, in your brain and in your physical abilities.
Okay. Now that's something I've been dealing with that you're both right on about, quiet about it and taking everything internally. And it's my parents and my brother. And I've been now more verbal, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy because, you know, why is she acting that way? So that's to me is finally opening my mouth, and I never did before.
Good for
you. Sometimes
you
just got to take a step away from them.
Yeah, good for you. I'm proud of you. Good for you, because because when you internalize, I mean, that's what they always say. I'm a big mouth, so I don't really, even though I have high blood pressure, although I'm not going to buy that, I do have to treat it though. But the thing is that I tell you like it is. I mean, I tell everybody. I don't keep anything in, and then I could be mad and upset, and the next minute be happy because I've just told you. Some people don't do that. They say that I have I don't have type A, I have a type B personality, so I have less a chance that I'm going to, although I don't know, die of heart problems. But people who keep it and internalize it and don't use, you know, say anything, and I mean in love and light, you can't be mean, but they have a more internal, their body kind of breaks down. And so I say to you, learn how to use your voice. Learn it, but learn it in a good way. I mean, the word never I don't like. So I try not to say things nasty. Like if I wanted to say something to you and it wasn't nice, I would say, you know, hey, why are we having these issues? And I'm not going to tolerate that. You cannot talk to me that way. But I wouldn't then mimic the same behavior that somebody else was doing in poor taste. So just remember that. Just make sure when you do voice your opinion, it's in your best interest, but in a nicer way. So don't hold back, girlfriend, because that will be part of your disease, I can tell you that. You know, it even shortens lives, I believe, too.
Okay.
All right, so I hope we've helped you. I mean, you know, and, you know, we want feedback. You've got 3 months, 3 weeks to 3 months. I believe, and I keep hearing 3 weeks, and I see 3 months where he is, and we're both on the same page with number 3. I think in 3 weeks some issues for you might be starting to start to resolve. Maybe in 3 months, like Andrew said, is when, you know, because
when
I do
can function.
I think,
well,
you know.
Well, the front of your issue will subside after 3 months. Basically, what it is, within 3 months' time, provided you take care of what you need to do, now that you recognize what's going on, provided within 3 months' time, this will no longer be an issue for you at work. I mean, if you get one doctor telling you go back to work, I'd go with it. I mean, if you physically can. Don't harm yourself, but don't take us for medical advice whatsoever, please.
Yeah, well, no, you, listen, I would love you to take my medical advice because I'm a nurse, but you know that we can't diagnose you, but we can tell you what we feel. And like I said, I straddle both worlds. I'm always in the spiritual, but I also walk on the, you know, on the Western medical or whatever. I always forget it's Eastern or Western. What am I in? Western medicine? So I do believe in medicine. I do believe it can be a tool. I don't want it to be a crutch. See, I take medicine, and that's why I have to take medicine, believe it or not.
Well, sometimes you need it, yes. I believe sometimes you need it, but I also believe that the doctors don't understand the other part, and they don't want to know anything about the holistic part. So
Western medicine is great and awesome for emergency care, but for long-time, lifetime care, Eastern medicine is the best. That's why I've always explained it to people.
Absolutely.
We have the best emergency care known to man. Emergency picks you up right then and there. Eastern medicine helps sustain long living life. I think Western medicine is that strong to be able to sustain for a long life.
Oh, I believe that too, Andrew. I believe Eastern medicine, that's where it all started. Remember, roots, trees, plants, herbs were what before we had the actual pill was what people use, and it is derivatives of that. So, I have a friend who's an Eastern medicine physician. So, you know, I do believe in both, and you can even find one. In fact, now they go to school, and for your MD or DOs, go to school, and they also now go to holistic classes. So you might want to Google that, holistic medicine physician in your area, because even though it might take a longer time, because, you know, I do believe it takes a longer time over to feel the effects, it lasts a lot longer, and you can do it without harming your body. But I do, again, believe in both. So take a look at what you need to do first. And I say get going, girlfriend.
Okay. I'm ready. I had enough.
Okay, good. Call us and let us know. Call us before
or
call us at 3 months. But anyway, I hope that both Andrew and I have kind of tried to give you some, you know, a way to look. And I think you're on your way. I could feel it. I could feel the energy. Don't you, Andrew? I feel like your energy has shifted a little bit even talking to us.
I was going to say, I feel that already.
Yeah.
Acknowledging the problem helps is the first step. Now, let's say in an anonymous class, the first step of the recovery is admitting the problem. Well, here, the first step of the recovery is acknowledging what it is.
Okay.
Oh, I love. You know what, Andrew? He's a young guy, but I mean, he's not that young. I'm younger than him, but sometimes he comes up with the best wisdom, don't you think? But anyway, please call us. Let us know how you're doing. Smile. Know that when you step into your light, it's going to all change for you, physically and mentally.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bonnie and Andrew. I appreciate it. You don't know how much.
Yeah, call and let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
I love, you know what, Andrew? I just love that. I love her. I could feel her energy. And when, you know, you cry, people say, oh, why am I crying? I know that there are people who cry tears of joy and tears of sorrow. It's usually a release. And so I never worry about crying. I just hug the person. And I here's a big hug. Because I know that when you release certain things, it's like your whole body just releases and looks forward to something else. People cry. It's just one of the things that happen. I'm going to pick 661 up. 661, you are on with Andrew. Hi, this is Bonnie. Hi. 661, you're on. Okay, hello. Hi.
Hi. Oh, hi, Bonnie. Sorry, I thought I was on.
Hi. Who am I speaking with? Hi,
Sandra.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Listen, every day that I'm on this show, I'm getting better and better. So, I mean, I need readers. I mean, I'm like, So I actually love being, I mean, this week was kind of a iffy for me because my roof fell in on one part. They came today to tell me they can't fix the inside until they fix the roof. That was coming home from a very trying 3 weeks. And although I did have some happiness at the end. And then yesterday, Kelly took the show because Kelly's phone is acting up, so she can only call into my Skype. And I love you, Kelly, and so Kelly took the show. Hey, you asked me, and I'm telling you, I'm getting great.
Ah. Well, I haven't talked to you for ages, so.
Oh, I love that. And you know what? You're always welcome to talk to me. I love when people call in. I love my regulars. So if you want to be a regular, please call. And Andrew.
All right.
Andrew's with us
yes,
today.
Yes, hi, Andrew.
Hello.
I guess I would just, a general reading would be great.
Andrew, can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. He's really good, especially if you want to hone in on something. He'll give you a general reading because I always ask him for one. I don't know. He doesn't love giving me readings. I can't figure it out, but I know he doesn't want to. So I haven't asked him lately, Sandra, but one day I'm going to just catch him on the air and make him do it. So go ahead, Andrew.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you want to tell everybody why you don't like giving me a reading? Because maybe everybody needs to hear this.
There's no point telling you anything. You're 16 and you know everything.
I love it. Oh, Andrew, you've got it right. I am so happy. You just made my day because at least you know that's true. So, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like that one thing you keep telling me about. Why do you think I keep telling you to hush up?
Well, you know what? At 16, you're lucky I don't slap your face. But you know what? I love you, Andrew. So, and I'm not violent. I really, really am not violent. I'm a peace-loving little girl, and I proved that these 3 weeks that I didn't tear somebody's face off. So I'm really happy that Spirit let me live the truth of being peaceful and of spirit. So go ahead and please read for Sandra.
All right. Yeah, I'm just getting my cards cleared up. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Perfect.
And you know what, Sandra, I do want you to know, because I do have to tell you that Andrew, when he reads, if you hear him, and I like it to tell everybody, but he doesn't kind of like, you know, giving all his, you know, he's pretty uneffusive, is that when he goes, and he's really thinking, he's really tuning into everybody's energy and tuning into the cards and what they're saying to him. So I love that, because when I hear him do that, even with me, I know he's really, really intent on finding that energy, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I tune in, I belch, unfortunately.
Well, Sandra, okay. You know what? I have to tell you, after Andrew gives you his reading, if you pick up anything on me, you give me a reading. How does that sound, Sandra?
Well, okay.
All right. Well,
I do energy
on,
work. So.
I know.
I saw a
couple put you on the
things,
spot. Go ahead, Andrew.
I keep pulling, reshuffling my cards. It's what's taking me so long. I keep pulling Arcana cards that show me about connections. One that I want to breach up on, the Justice card came up for me. It's about power and recognition on the totem pole. It was inverted. That just tells me that you're ascending. You're letting a lot of personal greed go. And there's another connection card in there that wasn't quite sure, so I wasn't a clear connection. But the second time I pulled a card, it came back up after I shuffled it. Oh, here we go. There it is again. All right. I got the Stars card just shortly after I got the inverted Justice card. That means that you're letting go of a lot of earthbound things. You're starting to find out that earthly possessions have no materialistic value to you spiritually. And you had started to realize that, I want to say probably about a year and a half ago or so, and you started to develop your spiritual intuition of people around you. And I got that just as you were saying that you do energy work more really than reading. You're getting more of a feel to understand how to feel other people. That's the biggest clue right there, or the key in anything, is understanding how to feel someone and the difference between every single person. The second card, Two of Wands, this is a ceremonial mask. This is inverted. This is also going to tell me that you're able to see through people very well. That's your biggest thing that you have. is that you started to learn how to see through people's lies or their fake faces.
True.
Mind Q doesn't do anyone justice. basically you know instantly, like your little spider sense goes off when someone lies to you. You're starting to understand how to see that in people, the difference between a lie and a truth. That's the biggest thing in dealing with these connections. So when the other card dealing with the Justice card came in, you started noticing that you were separating yourself from certain people, specifically people that you thought were really close friends. You started to become more distant from, or could even be family, because you started seeing that they were serving you no real help or spiritual health for you. Now, the Six of Chalice, right side up, this deals with the woodpecker.
There's a song, Woodpecker. There's a song, and you know I'm a song person. It's something about the woodpecker. If a peck woodpecker peck wood, woodpecker peck 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 wood, you know whatever that song.
But what this card is telling me is that, you know how the woodpecker, it drills a hole into the tree, into the very middle, that's where it grows its family. You're on a path for internal growth, but you're going to have to keep digging deeper with inside of you and to find your true self from within. You're starting to find out that's where your peace is going to be, that's where your center is. And if people ever say you talk to yourself too much, simply tell them, yes, I talk to myself all the time because that's the only person I can really trust.
True.
Your actual answers will come from within. This tells me that you just started really actually searching within the past year, very recent.
Mm-hmm. Well, I started a forensic healing course, and I've released a lot of things, and that's really helped me heal a lot of emotional baggage, mm-hmm. bringing my awareness. That's what brought my belch, unfortunately.
Well,
hey,
in some
countries, belches are great. But go ahead.
We were talking about earlier, it's hard to heal yourself, to really read yourself and heal yourself. Yes, that is hard. But when you first start and you start going through your path, you'll notice that you start letting go of a lot of things and you start healing spiritually, then your physical ailments start to wander off. It's not so much that you're healing yourself, it's that you're finally realizing the true meaning of it all, and everything else just becomes no issue to you, and it falls off. So
right.
It's not really the same as healing, more or less growing spiritually, and all that stuff that used to be an issue has no consequence to you anymore. So that's what mm-hmm. you're experiencing. Everyone has it. When they start becoming spiritually in tune, they start hermiting a lot, like staying indoors. They stay to themselves a lot, or not that they become antisocial, it's just that they understand that the true peace, the true connection that they need comes from within. So they veer off from any outside connection when they start connecting within themselves, because that's all you really need. And I can speak from experience. I did it for like 2 years.
Oh, my God.
I have no social life for 2 years outside of work, school, and home. Mm-hmm. And for me being a Capricorn, a lot of people tell me that's detrimental to my health. I'm like, I'm just fine.
Well,
that is true. I mean, I actually developed a health concern in January, and I really did keep to myself till June, actually. And, I really lived here by myself with my dog, you know, and did a lot of healing and working on myself. So, yeah, it's been, and it's so true, Andrew. I mean, what you've said. I mean, I had to heal a lot of even family, and and looking at relationships with all kinds of people, and so that was pretty right on for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's basically general reading that's going on.
Okay. Is there something, okay. Well, you know what? Is there something you'd like to ask? I feel like there's a question. This is so crazy, but I feel like there's a question that you want to ask him and you're just skirting you just haven't done it yet. Could I be right or wrong here? But I feel
I guess in a way, I actually just, there's a course in New York that is in November, and I really feel that is what I should go to in order to release a lot more of the traumas that I have and in my life or past lives. And that's the only thing I would have said about it. I mean, whether the course is going to take place in November, that's sort of the question. So I'm waiting to hear back from them. But
do you have
any answers? Bonnie.
That's, well, because I feel like, you know, I just feel like there was something you had to ask. So the question, you know, I have another co-host. I have Leslie coming on. I was just telling her I'll pick her up in a minute. So what, because I feel like you want something answered, and did you want that answered, what's going to happen in November with this course?
Well, actually, you know what, in November I'm going to court with my ex, so maybe that would be more.
That's right. Okay. Yes. There, I got it. Okay. It's bing.
Okay.
Andrew, throw a couple cards for that one.
Oh, about the court issue?
Yes.
The court. Yes.
Man, I love court issues. They're fun because they don't hold any weight.
Hey, I'm going to Leslie on that.
Divorce, alimony, what kind of court are you going into?
It's family court.
Oh, over a kid. Awesome.
No, no, it's over. My ex wants money.
Your what?
Yeah. Yeah.
My ex is looking for money.
From you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, okay, this is in New York. I love New York. I'm dealing with a lot of problems in New York legally.
I'm in Canada. I'm in Canada, but the course is in New York.
Yeah. Let's see, because I think you moved, but or he's there, whatever, but I hear something. So go ahead and throw the cards, Andrew. I want to say hello to Leslie. She's with us. Hi, Leslie.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Canada when he's in New York. How's that working out?
I didn't catch what you said, Andrew.
You said you're in Canada, but the court's in New York?
No, there's a course. No, okay. I'm going to court November 13th against my ex-partner. But there is a course in New York City November 1 to 7th. So they have the same sort of
sound.
Name.
Because I'll tell I got to tell you, that's what I heard. I heard course. You said court. So it is interesting, isn't it? Because
you're talking a course. Okay, I think you said court.
No, is asking a question about a court. Let me clear this up. I'm the one that said course. I knew that I heard course, and I asked her, so what, do you want an answer about the course? And she said, no, she wanted an answer about the court case. But both of them are happening in November. But I do want to mention the course. I think it'll be a fun course for you. I think you'll learn a lot. You're really introspective, and you kind of have, you look from the inside out versus the outside in. So I think it's going to be a really cool course for you. Now, your court case. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yes, thank you.
I'm still. Okay, hold on. Okay, you got a course case, court case. In family court against your husband in New York.
He against
no,
her.
No,
in
Canada. In Ontario, Canada. And
awesome.
And we were not married. We were not married. We were common law.
See, I teach common law in the United States. I can tell you all about common law. But, however, if he's trying to go through a statutory court to get money out of you through a common law marriage, Canada recognizes common law marriage as common law. So if he's trying to get money from you via statutory court or maritime law, it may or may not happen because it's not in the same jurisdiction. But however, I have no idea about Canadian stat law. No idea. And I don't think he's going to go very far. I think he's pissing on the wind.
That's what I think. I mean, I think you're going to be okay. We have another one of our favorite. I wanted you to say hello to her, Andrew, and everyone. Leslie is in the house. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, buddy. Hi, everybody. Hi, Andrew. How's everybody doing?
Hello. Doing all right. Cool.
Where'd you, We're doing great. We're going to let and the reason I'm bringing Leslie on a little earlier, and I asked her to come on earlier, and it's really only 5 minutes earlier, is because I've got to drive somewhere, so I might have to get the show on the road till about 2:30. So, and this just came up, Leslie. So I want, you know, I do want everybody on, and I just want you to give her, I feel that my feeling, Sandra, is this, that you are going to win this case, that I don't even know if it'll get to where it's going for this man, but
I believe
that you're going to win.
In common law marriage, there is no marriage certificate. It's just an acceptance that they've been together for X amount of years, he's claiming her as a spouse, okay, fine, they're married. I mean, even in the United States, common law marriage, there is no marriage certificate. That denotes as maritime law marriage, whether you got the certificate of marriage. If I'm not mistaken, in Canadian common law, the same thing as it is here, there is no certificate proving that. Ergo, there is no divorce decree that goes along with their split. Once you split, you just split. Common law.
I think what Sandra is saying is he wants the money from her, and that is I do know that people do that. I think as Andrew said, he's pissing in the wind. I don't use that term, but I will tell you that whatever he's doing in the wind will be good for you.
Well, he's the kind of person, actually, the reason I stayed so long as well, because I didn't have my power up, you know, to get rid of him. And
good luck. Sandra, you're going to do wonderful both in the course and in your court. You have no problem in November.
awesome.
All right, let us know how you do.
I will. Okay, thank you so much. And I'll do a reading for you at some point, Bonnie, okay?
Wait a minute, Sandra. If you're ready to
hear
one, I'm ready to listen, because I've got Leslie here. I've got Andrew here. They are ready to listen, too. So if you're ready, or would you rather – tell me what you see, girlfriend.
Well, no, it's not exactly like that, how I do it.
Okay.
Do you have a physical disability right now that is causing you problems?
No. I mean, that I don't think is causing me problems. You never know. I mean, I could get off the phone and throw my back out, you know, right now.
I know where she's going with this. I know where she's going with this. Keep going.
Hey.
Okay. So I'm just going to, what's your age?
I think he told you it's 16. That's what age you're getting out of me, Sandra. I'm 16. That's not chronologically. That's emotionally.
Well, I can't do it unless you tell me your true age, because that doesn't allow me in.
All right. Well, I will tell you my true age. Everybody, please shut your ears. I just turned 57. So go ahead with that.
57. Okay. So, I'm just going to see where there's an issue. 57 to 47. 47 to 37. 37 to 27. 27 to 17. Okay. Yes. 18 years of age.
I'm not 18, I'm 16, but that's okay.
Okay, so whatever's going on with you, something traumatic happened to you at 18, or thereabouts, maybe 17, maybe 18, but I get 18.
Okay, traumatic.
And,
go ahead.
Yep. So can you think of any first thing pops into your head? Is there an event that
I can't remember what I mean I didn't hit it yet, but I can't remember what I mean, I'm sure something traumatic happened because I put off college for a year, so maybe I went to nursing school. I don't know. Or I didn't go to I don't know. Or a boyfriend I broke up with, or he broke up with me. I mean, that would be the biggest traumatic thing that would have happened to me.
I get it. It's around school.
Okay.
If you ever meet her daughter, what's going on with her? I've always told her that her daughter's going through the exact same thing she's going through.
No, my daughter's smarter than me. Very much. I'm smarter
emotionally?
Now.
Emotionally? No.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
She's going through your same test that you're going through then.
It's emotions. It's an emotional event. So, sacrificing habits. So, I can't do the healing here. I would have to open the case, and so it is an emotional thing that can be released, and actually around forgiveness as well.
Oh, yes. I mean, absolutely. Sandra, you just write me a little note and we'll talk. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll do a healing for you. That's fine
thank
over that issue. So.
Thank you.
All
you're
right.
Wonderful. Yes. Thank you, honey. I really appreciate it. And, hey, we need all the healers we can get. So, please. Yeah.
Well, this is an amazing healing modality. And I know being in the presence of the woman that developed the course, your energy certainly, your abilities certainly increase. And
Thank you.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, Sandra. You have a fabulous day, and I would keep
okay.
you on, but I got to move to my next
okay.
caller.
All right,
but thank you,
okay.
Sandra.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're a sweetheart.
You're very
you
welcome.
Know, you love your talent. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Andrew and Sandra. Andrew, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Leslie, are you still with me? Okay. See, I don't see. Okay. So what happened is, Leslie, are you still with me? Leslie. Hello, Leslie. Okay, I think I'm missing Leslie, and I don't know why. And so where is everybody? Okay, so hello, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I have so many people on the board I can't see. So, okay, here we go.
Hello?
Leslie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay, Andrew, unless you want to ask Leslie something, we want to say thank you so much. I've got plenty of people on the board. And you never get a reading, Andrew. Do you want to ask Leslie something?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, Andrew, we want to thank you. I so appreciate you being with us. You know you rock the house, babe. And anytime you want to come on, you know you can jump on. So thank you very, very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Leslie.
Hi. I don't
hi.
Know what in the world.
Yeah, it's the energy. Oh, my goodness. I've got to tell everybody. The reason I wanted Leslie to jump on just a little earlier, and we know how much Leslie and Andrew rock the house. I've got a full board here, is because this week I'm getting right back to working, but I've got some things that I've got to get. After being away 3 weeks, I've got roofs down and kids. Well, actually, my son, he wants to join to get some, I don't know. Anyway, I am here for all of you until I can't be. And Leslie, we have a full board, girlfriend. Are you ready to go? Or is there, first of all, I'd like you to introduce yourself. Tell everybody where you are, what you do, and how to get a hold of you.
All right. Thank you, Bonnie.
Hi, Leslie. Hey, girlfriend.
Hi, Bonnie. All right. Well, I'm Leslie Journey, and
we're on a journey, honey, aren't we?
Oh, you got that right. Whew, I'm a little exhausted, so please bear with me today. My journey has been rough here lately. But we're doing good. We're moving forward, and that's what's important.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure.
Hey, wait a minute, Leslie. You know what I think we're on? I think we're on the yellow brick road.
I think so. I really
okay,
think
so. If we're on the yellow brick road, you know what? Who do you think I am?
Well, let's see here. Of course, Dorothy.
I know, but everybody wants to put me at Dorothy, but I want to be Glinda because I like her outfit better than Dorothy, and I'm not rocking those red shoes. But okay.
Well, you know
I
what? If you didn't say fashion. I mean, if you would have said fashion, I would have known exactly who to say you were. But, yeah, I could go for that. Glinda, all right. I'll yeah.
I can't be Glinda. I can't be Glenda because I, you know me, I have that kind of personality like everybody else that we have on, that we have to be the center of that yellow brick road. So all of us are going to be Dorothy's, aren't we?
This is true. This is true. I got a little bit of the lion in me, though. So, you know.
You do. So you're the lion? Okay. Well, if you're the lion,
well,
what do the
Leo, I mean, you know, I just had a birthday. So, I mean, by all right, it has a little bit of significance because of the lion and the Leo. So, but
wait a minute. Did we sing happy birthday to you for your birthday?
We did. Oh, boy,
I know we did. But, you know, you mentioned the word birthday, and I got to go for it, girl. Just a minute. Happy birthday to you. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry.
My birthday was in July.
Bonnie, it was July.
I know that, sister. But any chance somebody says the word birthday, I got this thing.
Okay, so everybody hear that. Nobody call in and say that word. Do not say that word. Oh, Bonnie. Well,
tell everybody how to get a hold of you, what you do, what your passions are, Leslie, and how you get to get a hold of you. Because, like I said, we've got callers on the board, and I know they want to talk to you.
All right. Well, I want to talk to them, too. So first things first, I am Leslie Journey. I give intuitive guidance readings. I do spiritual coaching. I'm just kind of like that beacon in the light in the dark when you don't kind of have that sense of hope. So give me a call and I can kind of help realign you on your spiritual path. The best way at this time, because there are a lot of things and projects going on with me right now, the best way to contact me for a reading is via email. I am doing a special right now for email readings. If you heard me on the show today, I am giving a $5 off. Normally my email readings are $30 per question. So if you listen today, it's $5 off for $25 for email reading per question. I'm not doing phone readings right now because I have a lot going on and I also have another job right now. So I have to balance everything out, but I do want to still be accessible to everyone. And the email address that you can send your request to is Leslie4self@gmail.com.
Is that
and
like a selfie?
Well, it is kind of like a selfie. It is.
I know.
And you can also hit me up on Leslie Journey, Leslie Journey, Journey. And that's at Hotmail. So if you hit me up on there, if you have PayPal, you could send your payment through PayPal. I'll get back with you. I usually try and get email readings out no less than 48 hours. So I look forward to hearing from you guys out there today.
Well,
let's see. Oh, was there something else that I was forgetting?
How about passionate about? Oh, no, yes, it is. You are forgetting to tell everybody what's your passion. And what you love and how you read and what you do. So everybody knows they can hit you up, girlfriend.
Well, I'm going to give an example of what that passion is here in just a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
It better be clean, Leslie, because you know I run a clean show.
Oh, well, I better hop off because I don't know if I can hold that. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll hop off with you, girlfriend, because I don't know. I like to get a little down and dirty, but not too bad. I mean, you know me.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I'm a prima donna. I don't like to get my dress dirty, so you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, wait, you can't be Dorothy. We already said you were going to be the Leo, the lion, so you don't have a dress. You have a tail.
Well, you know what? But cats in general don't like to be dirty. So, you know what I mean? They always clean themselves. So There you go. You know, I'm a prima donna lioness. There you go.
You got that. You got that going, girlfriend.
Well, along with that and my passion to be able to help people with intuitive guidance readings, I get in contact with your spirit guides, angels, loved ones on the other side. I am a certified psychic medium. So if you are interested in possibly contacting one of your loved ones, that is something that I could help you with as well. I also do intuitive guidance teaching to help develop your intuition and psychic abilities. Some fall classes are going to be coming up. I haven't put those together, which is one of my projects and why I'm not available for phone readings. So if you're interested, hit me up on email, and I can definitely give you more information as I get that all put together for the fall to kind of help everyone out there develop your intuition and your psychic abilities. You know, I always tell people that what I do, you can do. Now, you may not want to do that, or that may be something that you choose not to develop further, but we all have intuition, and if you develop that intuition, it can lead into some very powerful spiritual psychic abilities.
I so agree, honey.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can do, listen, there's a song coming to me, Leslie. It says, what you can do, I can do, you can do, I can do better. You know that song?
Absolutely.
So it's not that I can do it better or you can do it better or they can do it better. It's about really, I love that you teach. And there's another, you know, I told you before we actually talked today that there was a group I want you to get together with because you're all teachers. But and I love that because it shows people who, you know, everybody, I think, Leslie, tells us that they think what we do is fabulous. And by goodness, I think it's fabulous, too. But they've got it in them. And it's just a matter of learning how to pull it out. And I love that you do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because we want to have all our teachers and light workers out there. You know, we're in this thing together. So the more I can help you develop your gift and for you to trust your abilities, you know, the better it'll ripple for all of us. You know, it'll help.
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Strengthen that light in every one of us that connects us all. So I'm excited, Bonnie.
Oh, hey, you're not going to believe it. I've got a guest here that you're going to love. I think I have him right here, and I'm afraid to even say his name because he hasn't been on with me for a year. This was my first partner. My true, true guy that started me in the radio, got me to be able to do Blog Talk, Leslie, and I think he's here for you. Mike? Mike?
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Oh, my God. Mike, I'm so happy. Wait a minute. I have to gush over him first. Hi, Mike.
Hi, darling. How's it going?
It is going wonderful.
Bye.
Yes.
Do you have to hog up all the mic time? Hi, Mike.
Hi, honey. Long time no talk.
Wait a minute. I do have to hog up some of this because I want everybody to know who Mike is because you haven't heard Mike for about a year, I think. Maybe less than a year. Maybe it hasn't been that long. Mike had some very important work to do, like in that he needs to be back on the radio. He's a powerful guy. I think I talked to you about him just before Leslie came on with Andrew. I said he was the head of a paranormal team. And he also is a pretty, pretty heavy medium psychic clairvoyant. And he was my first partner. Mike!
Thank you for the wonderful introduction, honey. Much appreciated.
What are you off work? Are you off work today?
No, actually, I just got off of work and seen you guys around, so I thought I'd call and say hello.
Yay!
I love that.
Okay.
Hey, you want a reading from Leslie?
Sure, why not?
You got to ask her a question. You got to ask her a question. Yes, but Mike and I always, Leslie, I had to say that, but if not, I won't put you on the spot because Mike probably knows more than you and I both put together. Well, you know, I won't say that, but, you know, Mike, you've got to get on here and do some readings too, remember?
I will. Just as soon as I get everything set up on my end, then we're going to be ready to rock the house. It's going to be huge, guys. There's tons of information coming, tons of energy shifting. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, it is.
And I'm hearing you and Leslie are getting, like, you know, maybe something together, like, business-wise, I hope.
Well, that's the game plan. I got to get everything. That's actually what I'm driving home. As we speak now, and when I get home, I'm going to continue working on it. I'm not quite ready to set up for everyone else yet, but I still be, could be, hopefully, within the next few weeks.
Yay!
Yay! Well, did I put you on the spot or what? Both of you.
Yeah, you did, Bonnie. We'll get you for that later. Don't you worry.
That's right. We know you, dear. We got it.
Well, you know
we
what?
Do.
I think, Mike, you told me that paybacks were a bitch this week. So.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Actually, I said karma's a bitch, but paybacks, yes, karma, kind of one of the same.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't use the word paybacks because you're really sweet and you're really I got to tell everybody before we actually take some calls, but I got to tell you, and Leslie, you are going to answer a question for him, aren't you?
I am, because you know why? Let me tell you why. A couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to let the cat out the bag, I went over to Mike's beautiful home, and his wife, his wonderful wife, we had dinner, and I had such a wonderful time. So I think I do want to repay the favor today because I want to say thank you, Mike. I had a lovely time. His kids are just absolutely adorable. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, very, very special children. So I definitely have something for Mike today. So, Bonnie, you get out of it because you didn't have nothing to do with it.
I love that. What do you mean I had nothing to do with it? You two would have found each other again if it wasn't for me. Thank you. I know, for spirit, actually. So go ahead. I'll keep my mouth shut. I'm going to zip it up. Mike is not used to that. Leslie, but I am going to zip my mouth.
I'm not used to it either, so please don't do that. We think something wrong with you if you do that, so no.
Right.
Go ahead, girlfriend. You go ahead.
So, yeah, definitely want to see Mike. If you have a question today, I would be delighted to see if I have some answers for you.
All right. Well, no real questions, dear. Just how everything's falling into place. I guess when can I expect to actually get people on board with everything I'm doing?
All right. I knew. I started to say, I was jumping up and down like, just say it. Just say it. Business. You know, because I felt like that's the area I wanted to go into definitely. I was a little concerned that I'm a little too close to the situation. However, there are a few things that I can give that don't really have any emphasis on me, but in the end result, there will be, a partnership there. So,
what about me?
Well, of course you, but we'll get to you in a minute. Remember, you didn't have anything to do with it, Bonnie.
Oh, that's right. So, that's not okay. Go ahead.
But you, Mike, on the other hand, a lot of energy is stirring around you with this. And first of all, you know, where you are and currently what you're doing, there's going to be some change in that place that you're at, okay, and what you're doing. Like around October, there's going to be some change, around October 12th, actually, and it's going to change your hours of availability, okay? Now, it's going to change it for the best because you're at the end of a cycle, and around the end of November, around November 20th, you're going to be looking at the completion of that cycle. And they want to kind of have most of your energy in this new project. So if you're looking at a time frame as to when things will really be off and rolling, I see towards the end of November being a very strong point. Now, I do feel like there's going to be some things that have to
pulled together, you know, in the weeks before that, but where I really see it strong and you kind of can see what direction you're headed in with it is like the end of November. The other thing that I see that is going to be coming up around that is that you're going to have an opportunity to do some things normally that you wouldn't do. For example, there's some investments in things that I'm hearing from Spirit that if you were to put, some form of money in that particular area, in a short period of time, you'll see results. I don't know if at this time that's exactly stocks and bonds or if that's just investing in something that you're passionate about. And I have a feeling that you know what this is now, but you don't have the money to move forward into that. It's not the business. It's not the piece of it that I know about. This is something that I don't know about until, you know, the way Spirit is showing it to me today. So you are going to have an opportunity to invest in something that you're passionate about outside of what you're going to be doing on your end. Okay?
All right.
It's
going to
allow you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Yeah, well, because, you know, I had it. But I told him, I think, you know, well, Spirit told me to tell him. Remember about the investment I told you? And I wonder if this is it. And, Leslie, you know, please correct me if I'm wrong because, you know, I can be wrong. I said that where he's working, that they're going to ask him to invest in their business.
Yeah, like a profit share. Like I feel
absolutely.
He can't.
That's what I said.
Right, yeah, like he wouldn't be able to. He's going to have an opportunity to do it where before it wasn't, but it's outside of his business. It's not connected to that. So, but it's going to give you good returns to the point where it's just residual money that continually makes money. You know what I mean? Your money is making money for you. So when that opportunity comes up, it is in your highest and greatest good, I feel, for you to partake in that, you know, and kind of put some roots into that investment. It would be lucrative for you.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. And I know that, Mike, everything is going to come up roses always for you. I don't know how it could.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you go into, I know it takes time. And you're young, not as young
mm-hmm.
as me, but you're young. And you're going to see a lot of rewards in your life. That's how, you know, don't you think
yeah.
so, Leslie? I just don't see.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what it is, Mike's paid a lot of dues. He's kind of like the rest of us, you know. He's really put a lot of energy out. And it's just time for him now to, you know, let some of those energies come in. But, you know, like the rest of us, we all kind of get on these, on a kind of like a treadmill in life where we don't slow down enough sometimes to allow those things to come in. And sometimes you get to a point where it's almost like robotic. So you're getting to a time frame where you're going to come off that treadmill and you're just going to allow these things to just kind of be placed in your lap. But it's all designed because you put that energy out. So it's just coming back to court you now. But we just got to get you off the treadmill so you can allow it to come in. You know what I mean? And the treadmill doesn't represent you on it. Well, it does, because I saw you and you look great. Oh my God, you look absolutely great. Where I saw, you know what I mean. So it's not like the treadmill representing. Yeah, it's not representing him needing to lose weight. Absolutely not. But what it is it's the spiritual work that you've done. It's the conditioning that you've done spiritually that's allowing you to be able to now get off and to see the results of all your hard work. So once you get off. You know what I mean? There's like a whole new playing field for you. There's a whole new obstacle course of things that you're going to love to go through. It's not going to be like work. But you've earned that because you've done the hard work. So now just allow yourself to move freely through that obstacle course, you know. And it's actually, I don't even want to say obstacle because you're going to go through it freely. It's not like, you know, any of those obstacles are going to trip you up. It's just, it's going to be more of an adrenaline rush for you and also fun on some level. You know, it's not like work. It's very different than things that you've done in the past, but it'll feed you so much more for what you need now versus what you needed then. So I'm so proud of you, my friend, and I'm thankful that we were able to connect back at this time in our lives. It's very important right now. So I'm ready if you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
I'm ready to move to mainstream radio. So, hey, guys, just put it out there, and one day we'll be there.
Yes, we will.
I love that. Mike, you have someone to call. I told someone you were calling them, so make sure when you get off that you do call them. Oh, Mike's phone dropped. So when he's driving, he gets to a point, Leslie, that his phone drops. But anyway,
He got exactly what he needed. Spirit's right on point. He got exactly what he needed. It was perfect timing.
I love that. I am going to take the next caller because I'm telling you, girlfriend, I know I'm not going to be able to go into overtime unless, and I wouldn't, but I need to take a few caller. So 480, you are on with Leslie. Hi.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm great. Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Nancy, but I love to celebrate my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm just saying.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear Nancy.
Happy birthday
to you. Okay.
Nancy?
Yes, my dear?
I thought we were friends. I thought this was going to be a good call.
Well, I thought so, too, but I was trying to take the pressure off of you, so you don't have to celebrate. I'll do all the celebrating. I was right there for you.
Well, all right. I guess I'll take it. I'll take it. What can I do for you? I guess so.
Thank you. Actually, my friends laugh at me because I don't just celebrate my birthday or my birth week. It's usually my birth month. And now they think it's going to be my birth year, but it's all good.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I love you. Love you, Nancy.
Just like that's fine. Anyway, question about a friend of mine. I keep getting, seems like she wants to be friends, and she backs away, and then she moves forward. We actually work together, too. And then she backs away and moves forward. So I'm like, oh. And I've asked her. We sat down and talked about it, but it's the same. And so maybe you can help me and tell me what's going on in her beautiful mind.
All right. Well, let's see here. Where we don't overstep any spiritual boundary lines, I'm going to see where she is on a spiritual level. So that way, you know, we're not tapping into her stuff. But because this person is connected to you, I'll see what we're getting. Can I hear the name of this person?
I'm sorry, again?
The name of this person, if you don't mind, or initial, it doesn't matter. You don't have to.
V.
What's the initial?
V. Veronica.
Okay, V. Gotcha. All right. First of all, are you certain that this person has given up a past relationship? Because I feel like there's another person involved in this.
Well, I mean, she's married. We actually work together. We work in a network marketing company. She's my upline. And what else would you like to know?
Okay, so are you asking about a relationship with this person, or romantic, or working, or
friendship? Past. I mean, we work well together, but it's more the friendship, because I am so not a hot and cold kind of person. Obviously, I celebrated a birthday for a year. I'm just not the back and forth kind of person. Look at the over there. So it just drives me crazy where it's like, you know, we'll have a great conversation and then I'll like text her and I won't hear from her. Or she used to, on Facebook, unfortunately, like all my pictures, but now it's far and few between. But I know that she's liking other people's pictures. Not that I get jealous, it's just watching a pattern, going, okay, what's going on?
Okay, so do you have suspicion that maybe she's wanting to pull back from the friendship, or that there's another person that's kind of tainting the friendship? Or because the reason I'm asking this is because Spirit can give this to me from different angles, depending on what you're asking. So if you're asking why all of a sudden this person is becoming evasive with you, or they're not communicating like they were before, do you have suspicions that maybe it's because she feels a certain way? Because that would be the way that they would kind of get me into the reading to see what's going on behind the scene. You know what I mean?
Got
like,
it.
Maybe you need to be a little... Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say, well, it's kind of hard to say because I have no idea what's really going through her mind. When it's just the two of us, it's great. If there's some people around, then she's different. So I wish I could answer that question. I just want to know why she's acting the way she is, or is it because she has deeper feelings, or I have no clue.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So let's see here. I think when you said that, that kind of helped to unlock something. I feel like the reason it is uncomfortable. I'm feeling some uneasiness and uncomfortableness coming from her side, definitely. But where it's coming from is from that other person. Just like how I said you're not sure if there's another person. Well, the person that she's involved with, her husband or whoever this is, there's a very strong influence there. And I feel like she's not very grounded in her emotional body. So, you know, this person can really pick up when there's extra things going on. I don't know if you – and she knows this. So I'm going to give you an example. Say, for instance, you guys had an opportunity to maybe go to lunch or to hang out and have drinks or something, you know, whatever you would do. And she would bend the truth to tell her – partner what she was doing, but it would be harmless, but she would feel guilty about it. So because she feels guilt, if that energy is then picked up in her relationship. So she's putting out healthy boundaries right now so that there's nothing that's being misunderstood in her partnership. Now, where that leaves you all, that I'm not sure, because it's all in how you perceive the situation. If you're wanting to continue to be, you know, closer than just working friends, you're going to have to respect the boundaries of her relationship, because I don't feel like there's a rift there. Like, I don't feel like there's a big enough of a rift where she's going to change directions anytime soon. So it may be you that may have to accommodate, you know, when she pulls back and not take it personal. And just know that that's just a protective barrier for her and her situation right now.
And just out of curiosity, is the person her husband, or is it somebody else?
I just feel like it's somebody that she's in a solid relationship with. I'm not really picking the energy of that person. They don't even need to take me in that deep in order to give you the answer, but. I just feel like there's a solid connection with her and this other person. It's not at the level in which they're about to split up, or I don't see those. Now, you know, they got free will choice, but what I'm picking up is not any type of conflict that will lead to something in the immediate future where she's headed in a different path. You know, you may have to, like I said, just to not take it personal, and then maybe talk to her about how you feel so that you guys are on the same page. You know, communication is important, and then you're not guessing. Because I can tell you all day long, but sometimes what happens in, you know, in human relationships, we may act a certain way, but underneath there's a totally different feeling going on. So you don't want to send mixed signals yourself. You want to make sure that you're being truthful and honest as well with your feelings. And then you guys are kind of on that same page.
And that's just it, is we do have those communications. Because I'm a pretty, you know, I tell people how I feel. And so I share that with her, and it seems like we're okay for that day. And then it goes back again.
Right, because she's not, the reason why I said she's not grounded in her emotional body, you could come from a very deep place. Your emotional body is healed. in the sense of you're able to express yourself in that way. The only person that she has let that wall down with or she feels comfortable doing that with, I feel, is the person that she is in a current partnership with. Now, because she feels comfortable doing in that particular situation, she hasn't gotten to that level with you, and I'm not sure that she will, just because I feel like she expresses herself only in her home. You know what I mean? With this other person. Like, she doesn't have a – yeah. So maybe because it's a boundary line of hers. If she feels like she opens up too much, or if you start to, you know, share your feelings and she opens up, that she's crossing a boundary line. And she doesn't know how to express how she feels without feeling guilty because she hasn't practiced that with anyone else other than the person she's with. That's just what I'm getting. You know, some people, it's not a bad thing. It's just that's where they are. But, again, communication is the key because that's the only way you're going to know for sure, you know. And right. I would, and if I were you, I wouldn't go in with any expectations, you know, of what she may say or how she may express herself, because sometimes it's not about the other person. Sometimes it's about you. So just don't go in with any expectations and just say what you need to say and then leave it there and see if what else comes from that.
Yeah, because it's just frustrating when I watch her liking everybody else's pictures
mm-hmm.
and not liking mine, you know, and I'm like, okay, you've completely changed. So
right.
It just
but
seems
then
like she's
you
acting
gotta,
that
you
way
have
towards
to,
me.
Right, well, you have to kind of go in and see why you need that validation from her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what is it that makes you feel less than? And sometimes we have to do that. You know, I'm not coming from a place of perfection with that, because some, you know, we all feel that at some point in time. You know, it's like, well, why wasn't I, you know, in that social circle? Or why, you know, did they not ask me? But then I have to then turn that mirror around and say, well, what is it from me that I need from that? You know, and then when
right.
I realize I don't need that, it's very magical how the wall lifts, and then, you know, and then it's like a doorway opens and then I'm accepted in, or I get an opportunity, or, you know, someone calls me and says, hey, you know, and it's like, well, I was the one putting that resistance out there. So you do have to kind of check in with self and make sure that you're moving through things and that you're not, you know, putting up any blocks or any extra resistance yourself.
Well, it's mostly because when people change in the opposite direction. So if she ever
mm-hmm.
showed she liked my pictures, then I'd be fine with it. But when you see that they've always liked your pictures and then recently haven't liked any of your pictures,
mm-hmm.
you know it's a change in the person. It's more that than the validation of liking pictures.
Manipulation. It's total manipulation. Can I say something? Because I'm going to have blah, blah, blah. But thank you. Just for one second, because I'm listening, I'm so engrossed in this because it sounds so much like a lot of people that we picked up.
Right.
But I've got to tell you that it's total I feel like she is, or this energy is manipulative. And I do
mm-hmm.
believe they know exactly what they're doing. My take on it, and believe me, it's just for my take, is I would tell you to back off. I would tell you in love and light to back off, meaning not meanly, not upset, just back off. You have
mm-hmm.
the availability. I know you want this friendship. And the thing is that I read an article just recently. It said, why would you want to be friends with somebody that doesn't say, hell yes? Now, I don't use the word hell too much, but that was the article. And if you can't
mm-hmm.
be excited, and that person can't be excited to be your friend, to be even just pals, then why would you want to waste your time? We're not here on this earth plane that long. I mean, we're really a blink of an eye. So to me, what I'm hearing, and this is just what I'm hearing, manipulative, 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 and she's done this before to other people. I don't know if you're aware of that, but she has done this before. And what she does is she makes friends, and then she blacks off, and she like throws herself into like another group of friends, and then something will happen, and then she'll do the same thing. And I do feel like if you back off in love and light, everything will even out. So I just don't know why you'd want it to tell you the truth, because I feel like
right.
I Yeah, I feel like a manipulative situation is not good for either one of you or anybody else. And to me, I would say, hey, you know, hey, it's nice to see her. Hey, it's nice to work together. Hey, sure, if you got coffee, I'll take some. But I would back off because that's what I'm hearing. So I hope I hope that you get that message because I've got to move on. But I do want you to know that both Leslie and I are here. We're here every Thursday. Well, Leslie is. I kind of been dropping the ball only because I've been away. But I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
And let us know how that goes because I really
I was just going to say real quick if I can. And then yesterday she gave me a card saying how much she appreciates me.
Yeah, but that you're missing the signal. She's manipulative, and she'll take it the way she wants it. Friendship, whatever, coffee, whatever you're thinking, it's on her terms, and that's the only way she'll accept it. She doesn't want to lose your admiration or your friendship. She just wants to manipulate it. So to me, I would have a level playing field with this person. I would say, hi, I would absolutely be friends. There's no reason not to. But I would do it in love and light, and I would not let – I wouldn't be pulled in or pulled away because she looks at somebody else's pictures and doesn't look at yours. I would just laugh. Say, okay, no big deal. So if you do have that attitude, I believe for you it'll be better, and for her she'll see she can't manipulate the relationship or friendship. And you'll actually might be better friends because she'll realize she has to come to the honest decision of being, you know, honest with you and not playing around, or the friendship will just dwindle. So, you know, I think she is manipulative. So I hope that you take this with Leslie and I in love and light.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Great.
Well said, Bonnie. Well said. And hey, if you need a reading or anything, I have an email. You can request an email reading, or something like that. If you need clarity on anything else, but I feel just like Bonnie said, it's probably best to just back away from that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It doesn't mean you don't have to be friends with her, or it doesn't mean you have to say anything. Just sit back and just don't get upset. See what the situations are. You shouldn't be that attached. Just don't be attached to the outcome as much as you are, is all I'm saying.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Will do. You guys have a great day. And until then, I'll continue celebrating my birthday.
Thank you.
Thank
happy
you,
birthday.
Oh, no.
Birthday,
oh, no.
Happy birthday.
Oh, no.
I can't sing happy birthday because I already sung already, but I'm going to sing you just a little line of my next favorite song.
Oh,
and the old that I know. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh, Nancy, you did it again.
I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high.
Oh,
like
no.
In the sky, twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh.
Hell, I wonder what you are. Okay, I am going to take
next.
Leslie, you are so. I want to tell you, Mike sent a little note, and I do want to. I read it to you before I take the next caller. And I really have to tell you that I am going to just read this, and then I am going to have to get off for the day. And I know that you have other issues also that you have to do. And next week we'll be going full blast. But so
that works for me.
We are going to cut this show about 15 minutes short. It's only because I have to be somewhere. Leslie is, you know, is so good, and that she, I did want her to jump on early, but next week she will go the full length. But here we
and
go.
And if you guys, you guys still want a reading, I'm available for email reading all day. $25 if you're waiting on the line. It's Leslie Journey, and it's at hotmail.com, and it's LeSLIEJOURNEY.
I love that. She's so good, everyone. She's right on. She gives names and dates. Leslie's my go-to girl. Of course, I go to everybody on my show because I love them all. But Leslie is your girl with dates and times and names. And
I'm sorry. One quick thing, Bonnie. Everybody, unfortunately, the only way I can accept payment right now is through PayPal. So if you are not familiar with PayPal, you can go online, read up on it. It's really simple. If you have PayPal, great, but that's kind of how things are flowing right now. So thank you for understanding, everybody. Okay, Bonnie, go ahead.
All right, I got to read what Mike said, and that's because if I don't, he'll have my head or not really.
Okay.
You know, I'm really just Dorothy, not the Queen of Hearts. Okay, here we go. Hey, honey, the call dropped. Please tell Leslie. Yeah, she's right on the nose. And thank you. Much love to you both, and I will be back with you guys shortly. So I do want you to know that Mike said you're right on the money. You always are right on the money, Leslie. And I love that you share your time and your know-how, your gifts. I mean, everyone, just think about it. We all get on here. Please, you know, hit up, she says, hit up Leslie, because we all get on here. We share our time. We share our laughter and our love with you. And if you have anything you do want to know and we're not available to you, because it's really just about us, you know, really giving back to our metaphysical community, you know, get on the line. Write to Leslie. You know, she's worth every dime that she charges and more, as you all know. But if you, you know, want to come back next week, we are always here. But we do share our knowledge, and Leslie will be available to you. She's actually offering you a discount also. And we all love you. We all love the people that come to our shows. We love you to come back. Yes. We love you to listen. You know, Leslie, yeah. I'm gonna cry. I'd never cry, but I just want to tell you that we do this out of the bottom of our hearts. And Leslie, you're wonderful, and I can't thank you enough for sharing.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you so much. This is home.
You're welcome.
So,
I know.
I'm so thankful for everybody that shows up to hear me, that calls in, you know, that trusts me with information. I am so, so thankful for everybody out there, too. Definitely there's a lot of good stuff coming up in the fall. I'm excited. So, so it's just starting to rock and roll, girlfriend. We got this thing. We're going to ride this till the wheels fall off.
We got it, girl. And you know what? Everybody, we're taking y'all with us. We're taking the audience.
Yep.
We're taking our callers and listeners, no matter where we go, here, there, or anywhere.
Yep.
We
absolutely.
So we will be back next Thursday. Of course, let me just give you a little rundown of next week. It's Susan and I on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, you've got Ron coming back. Actually, we have a special guest after Ron, and Kelly doesn't even know this yet because I'm switching to Kelly. But, yeah, we have Ronald Reeder. I mean, he said he's going to come. He's going to try to,
from Chicago. Oh, yeah.
He's going to find you. Ones too. He has to be back on the show. We want him to be back on the show. He's going to be here. I'm waiting for him on Monday to tell me if he's going to be on the show. If not, our show is going to be, of course, our astrology guru, Ron Cole, and our Atlantean life cards, which is so cool if you haven't had them. I mean, I'm waiting for my reading. I know she gave it to me, but I kind of didn't understand it, so she has to break it down because you know me, the ADD, even though I'm not trying to own it, is there. Okay, and I want her to break it down. I want her to do something different. If you're listening, Kelly, because I've got to get off, but I want you to do month to month and not going around for me because I can't really comprehend it. So I kind of want to do a different format, even though they're your cards and your reading, but for me, you got to do a different format for me to understand. So hopefully she'll be back. Well, I know she'll always be here. It's either going to be Thursday or Wednesday. She'll be at her rightful spot with Ron Cole on Wednesday if Ronald Reeder isn't coming. And if she's not, we have Casey Kelly reading her cards Thursday. I think Kelly is going to be from 1 to 2. And we have Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand that will be joining us again the following week. They love you. I'll tell you what, Leslie, they love you. Well, so does everybody. But they enjoyed being on with you. So they always say they really adore being on with you. And that's what Brenda had told me. So next week's up in the air except Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday, you know you have me and Susan. And you know you have Leslie on Thursday. So everyone will post on Sunday what our new lineup will be for next week. And I love you all. Leslie, you are the twinkle in the little star.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. And you are definitely the sky that I land on.
All right. Well, everyone, before we always give each other accolades, and we are just so into this, we want to tell you that without you, we don't have a show. Without your calls, without your listening, without you actually interacting with us, we wouldn't be doing this. So thank you to everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We love you. With love and light, we leave. And I will see you next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Bonnie.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Leslie, I think we're still on, and I can't shut the show off. So everybody, if you're listening and I can't shut the show off, I am going to have to exit. So we'll see you on Monday.